Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamu ala ibadihi allazeena astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq, and Ar-Razzaq means the one who is the provider of sustenance, the one who is the provider of sustenance, rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in many verses of the Quran. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, that there is not a single creature that walks on the face of this earth but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides for his entire creation rizq, sustenance. From insan, the jinns, to even the bacteria, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives rizq and sustenance to everyone. And so we need to understand this. Sometimes there is a question that comes to mind, and sometimes people ask you many questions. And so in our majlis tonight, I just wanted to answer one question that was asked to me, that there are so many people in this world who are people of kufr, and they reject tawheed, they reject the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, they hate Islam. They hate the Quran, the Kalam of Allah. They don't like Muslims at all. But then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a lot of wealth. Some of them are extremely rich. They live a luxurious life. This dunya has been opened up to them. And we see that all the comfort of dunya has been given to them, despite the fact that they don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in Tawheed, they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine leveling a stone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aliyazu billah, worshipping stones? But yet Allah has given them everything of this dunya. So sometimes people start wondering that what is the wisdom and why is this happening? What is the maqsad that they have got so much of this dunya, comfort, luxury? Outwardly what we see is that, you know, they are smiling, they are laughing, they've got everything. Yet they don't even pray namaz, yet they have got nothing to do with the Quran, yet they have got no tawheed in their hearts. This has been answered by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with great clarity, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has answered this. And this hadith is in the Sunan of Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayh. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said something amazing. And he said, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ. Subhanallah. Amazing hadith. لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ مَا سَكَى كَافِرًا مِنْهَا شَرْبَةً مَا. That if this dunya to Allah, if this dunya to Allah was equal to one wing of a mosquito, if the worth of this dunya, if this dunya was worth to Allah equal to one wing of a mosquito, if this dunya in its worth was equal to one wing of a mosquito, then Allah would not give the people of Kufr one sip of water. Allah would not give the people of Kufr one sip of water. But this dunya is nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its worth. That this dunya is not worth at all. And when something that is not worth at all, that is why Allah has given dunya to the people who have kufr. Do you understand that, brothers? You see, when something is worthless, when something is worthless, then sometimes it is given to people who really want this worthless thing. And the people of Kufr are after this worthless dunya. Imagine one wing of a mosquito. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying not even equal to one wing of a mosquito. The qimat of this dunya. It is nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up this dunya a lot for the people of Kufr. That this is what you want, take it. You know, this dunya has got no worth. And in another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-dunya mal'una." That dunya is mal'un, it is cursed. Wa mal'unatun ma fiha. And everything really in this dunya is also cursed. Illa dhikr Allah, except for the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, wa ma walahu, and everything that is conducive to the dhikr of Allah, everything that takes you back to the remembrance of Allah. Otherwise, everything of this dunya is mal'oon. Everything. And then he said, O aliman, O muta'alliman. O that you become a scholar, a man of knowledge, a man of knowledge. That you are a scholar, you are a teacher, mashallah. O you are a student, seeker. A seeker of knowledge, mashallah. If I was to ask you, how many people are Hafiz-e-Quran in this world, what would your answer be? What? 100? 200? 300? How many Hafiz? How many people are Hafiz of the Quran? Talking about knowledge. It is estimated that the people who have memorized the Quran in the world are 200 million. How many? How many people have, with respect to every religion, but when we talk about comparative religion, how many people have memorized the Bible? The Injil, the Torah, the Old Testament. 200 million plus huffaz in the world. It is really hard to even actually have the exact figure account of how many people are hafiz of the Quran only. Subhanallah. This is our deen of Islam. This is our foundation. 200 million plus people who have just memorized the Quran. Subhanallah. And ajeeb, they memorize the Quran as a language, they've memorized it and they don't even know the meaning of it. Look at the miraculous nature of the Quran, that you are memorizing something which you don't even know what you are reading. So Allah's Nabi has said everything of this dunya, it is cursed. Why? Why is it cursed? Allah created it. You see, it is cursed because dunya in its nature can never give you sukoon. I hope you understand. Are you listening? Dunya in its nature can never ever give you contentment, peace, tranquility, sukoon. So that is why you will find people who are billionaires, but lonely, suicidal, dukhi. Because dunya in its nature is not designed to give you sukoon. An insan in his nature is always looking for sukoon. It's the complete opposite. He is looking for sukoon, contentment. Therefore, in reality, Allah's Nabi is saying that there is curse also in everything of this dunya, unless you make this dunya dhikrullah. Unless you make your tijarat, your business dhikrullah. That you are earning money for the pleasure of Allah. To give in the path of Allah. To make sure that subhanallah, the Muslim community becomes strong. But today, what is happening to the Muslim community? For 30 pence, what is it? If they find something that is cheap, 30 pence, they will leave their Muslim brother and go somewhere else. Ajeeb. What are the people going to know, man? If 30 pence, you can't give 30 pence to your brother. Oh, in that shop, wo sasti dukane, wo sasti dukane, bhai. Are you not thinking, if I am giving some money to someone here, there's a possibility he might be giving zakat. There's a possibility he might be giving lillah. There's a possibility he might be giving sadaqah. There's a possibility he might be helping and assisting that he's a pious person or whatsoever. But for 30 pence he will drive and he will go somewhere. Wah jeeva. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allahu Akbar. So dunya in its nature can never ever give you sukoon. Ad-dunya mal'una. Mal'unatun ma fiha. And everything in it is also mal'un. There's la'anat, and in a way it is, there is curse. Why? Because it's not going to give you what you are looking for. If a person in 1 month has earned in his business £5,000, then he still can't rest and he still can't sleep. He wants to earn in the next month £12,000. The next month, if he earns 12,000 pounds, he wants to earn 15,000. He wants to make more and more and more and more. This is the nature of this dunya. So Allah's Nabi is saying, "Aliman," unless you are a teacher, a scholar of the Quran and Hadith. "Aw muta'alliman," or you're a seeker and you are talib-e-ilm and you want the knowledge. Then of course all of this comes under the banner of zikrullah. So you are saved. If you turn your dunya into zikrullah, the remembrance of Allah, that if you're doing dunya, it is not going to hinder your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, you are going into dunya, and the more you are going to dunya, the more you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is perfect. Then that is great. So you start to convert things of this dunya into zikrullah. What is the maqsad? That you start to convert this dunya into the zikrullah. Subhanallah. Imagine, you know, there was a man who was building a house and he decided that I'll have a lovely window put here. And he just makes an intention. The reason I've put this window here is so I can hear adhan. So as long as the window is there, he's getting thawab. He's switched and he has turned that small window into reward, neki. Subhanallah. I'm going to buy a car, comfortable car, very nice car. Why? Inshallah, if it's a good car, it's going to be safety for my family, for my children. And inshallah, you know, I will go to the masjid and I will go, mashallah, travel in places that are halal and where Allah is going to be happy with me. MashaAllah, in the way that Allah wants me to travel, then even your car becomes, MashaAllah, your deen, because it is in a way what? Protecting you. So we see a lot of the times that the kuffar have been given so much money, and we start to wonder, yaar, Ambani ko Allah ne itna paisa kyun diya hoga, kya diya hoga? Ambani bhai, choro Ambani ko. What is Ambani? Forget Ambani. Allah's Nabi is saying, if to Allah this dunya was equal to one wing of a mosquito, Allah will not give the people of kufr one sip of water. One sip of water. Number one, this is the reason. And number two, the second reason also, very, very important, that we learn from the ayats of the Quran so we understand how this world functions. It is the sunnah of Allah. What is it? One is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one is the sunnah of Allah. That generally this is what Allah subhanahu, this is how Allah deals with people, the sunnah of Allah. Allah says in His kalam, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And for sure, every insan, every human being, for whatever he strives for in this dunya, Allah will show him the fruits. Whatever insan strives for in this dunya, Allah will show him the fruits. Allah does not look at the fact that is this man just a Muslim or is he a kafir or what is he? Is he a Chinese individual, a European, an American, an African, whatever nationality he is? The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that in terms of progression of this dunya, any man who strives, any man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him the results. Allah will show it to him. This is the sunnah of Allah. Whether he is a Muslim, whether he is not a Muslim. If a Muslim man is going to do something, Allah will show it to him. If it is a non-Muslim working hard and he has got focus and he is aiming that this is what I want to do in dunya and this is, you know, what I want to achieve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the goals. That is why we see, my respected brothers, subhanallah, in the world that we live in, Allah has kept this balance and it is very, very neutral, so that the imtihan, the test that is taken for all of the people in this world seems very, very level. That it is equal for everyone. That is how we see dunya. That balance is there. It doesn't mean that someone who is a Muslim, he is given a long life, you know. And someone who's got kufr, he dies a bit early. Or someone who has got kufr in his heart, he will have a long life. And someone who is a Muslim, he will die early. No, no. Allah Pak has made this balance, incredible balance, that we don't even realize. And look at the ni'mat of Allah, that there are so many people that are passing away in this dunya, but yet we can still feel that balance and we feel that we can still enjoy the dunya. We can still enjoy the dunya. It doesn't happen that everyone in your family or everyone in your community or everyone that only you know has passed away. It doesn't happen like that. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, whatever you strive for, Allah will show you that effort, that mehnat. Allah will show it to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His beautiful kalam, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. And someone who is wanting the harvest of the akhirah, then Allah will increase his harvest. Someone who is wanting the harvest of the hereafter, then Allah will increase his harvest. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْ. And if he wants the harvest of this dunya, Allah is saying, I'll give it to him. I will give it to him. But Allah is saying, I will give it to him in this dunya, but then in the hereafter there is nothing for him. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And then in akhirat there is nothing for him. But if you look at the verse of the Quran, subhanAllah, it's very ajeeb. Allah is saying, if a person in this dunya is investing in the hereafter, because he is investing in the hereafter, because all the deeds he is transferring into zikrullah so that it goes in the hereafter, the barakat of that nazid lahu fi harsi, that I will also increase for him his dunya. I will also give him his dunya. No doubt Allah is saying, I will give him dunya also. But for that person who is just after dunya and nothing more than dunya, that he just wants this dunya, Allah is saying, I will give him full dunya. But then وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Nothing of the sort will be given to him in the hereafter. Ajeeb, subhanallah, the kalam of Allah. And the Mufassirin have mentioned here, when Allah is saying that I will increase for him the harvest of the hereafter and I will give him much more, it means here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give him contentment and sukoon. Remember, your wealth is not just the money that Allah gives you. Not just in a monetary, you know, system that we understand that I have a good bank balance, so I am happy. No. Your rizq and sustenance can be by your good health. Maybe your children are obedient. Maybe Allah has blessed you with a good wife. This is rizq. Maybe Allah has given you a lovely house, sukoon. This is rizq. So there are so many things that Allah has given as sustenance. So many things. And Allah increases this. And so that is why, my respected brothers, we as the people of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Now just to give you a few examples that, you know, people who work very hard for this dunya, Allah has given them dunya. A man at a very young age was interested in space. Was interested in space. And he worked hard. Elon Musk. He found the company SpaceX building rockets, spacecrafts. He worked hard. Allah gave it to him. He worked hard designing an electric car and put into the market Tesla car. And he's earning millions and billions of pounds. Elon Musk worked hard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. In that insan, in this word of insan, Elon Musk is included. Allah did not say only for the people of Iman. Allah said insan. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ. That for insan, a human being, whatever you work hard for, Allah will give it to you. Whatever you work hard for, Allah will give it to you. And look at him, he's become very, very rich. And he's got the money now, he's investing and investing and investing. You know, he's taken Twitter and all these, you know, he's investing so much money. Are bhai, Elon Musk to dur ki baat. A man who worked very hard in designing a vacuum cleaner. In designing a vacuum cleaner. Mr. James Dyson. That's it. Jazakallah. James Dyson. Worked very hard. Ab kya hai? Dirt ko, kachre ko uthane wali cheez. So he worked very hard. He wanted to have his design, G-Force, and he sold it to Japan. You know, the first time his business was with Japan. And from there he became a billionaire. Oho. Masjid mein bhi ab Dyson chal raha hai kya? Allah ke, nahin. Sibo. Okay, sorry, I have to eat my words. Umar Farooq said, no, no, no. It's not about HMC here, Umar Farooq. Eh?
It's a commercial one.
It's a commercial one. Chalo, bhai, take my words back. He doesn't like me going any further than that. Chalo, if not in Masjid Umar, there must be some masjid that are using Dyson, eh? There must be some masjids using Dyson. Yeah, there must be. So anyway, you see, mashallah, vacuum cleaner, this man worked hard. If Mr. Abdullah wanted to work hard, do you think Allah would have not given him? If Mr. Yusuf wanted to design a vacuum cleaner, you think Allah would not give him? A man who prays namaz, a man who loves Rasulullah, a man who reads the Quran, a man who is a haji, a man who gives zakat, a man who is of the hereafter, if he so decided, you know what, I'm going to invent something noble. I'm going to invent something, you know, something out of the world. I'm going to do something. You think Allah will not assist him? Allah will not assist him. But this is the problem with the Muslim community. We don't understand the Quran. We don't understand the Quran. Ye Qatar wale phas gaye. Qatar wale kya hue? Phas gaye. Kyun phas gaye? Why? Why are they trapped? Because they have billions of pounds of investment in the UK. What is it? Billions of pounds of investment. It's a small country. And if they do too much hoo-hoo-ha, they can shut you down. They can just seize your and close your bank accounts and they can do anything, you know. They can do anything now, you know, people want to do something. Why haven't you got the brains to do something in your own? Kya main kholu yaar, kitna bolu main? Samajh gaye meri baat? You can't do it. You can't. People are inventing, you know, this electric car, Mr. Elon Musk. What, he's got a different brain than we? He's got a different brain or what? Mr. James Dyson's millionaire ho gaya, we billionaire ho gaya. What a machine, you know. Subhanallah. Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, ne? The one who designed the Apple computer company, the founder of the Apple computer company, Steve Jobs. Bakamal insan yaar, what he did. And you know what? I was reading about him once, and I remember his own CEO of the company sacked him. How strange. This is dunya. You start trusting people and you give them that high position, then you who is the founder and you who have worked hard and have designed everything, you are kicked out. You are kicked out. Steve Jobs. And it's a shame he died at a very young age, but what's really shameful is Ajib. You know, when he died, he was talking to his sister, the last words were, "Oh wow, oh wow, oh wow. Ya Rahman, Allah. When we die, we want to utter La ilaha illallah. Allah, by the barakat of your beautiful house, grant us kalima when we die." Because there are so many people that die in a sorrow state. Because Allah gives hidayat to whom He wills. To whom He wills. But what I am saying, look at the balance that the Quran opens up for you. Wa alaysa lil insan. Allah is saying, anyone in dunya is open. Dunya is open. Any man can have whatever he wants, whatever he strives for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made anything difficult for anybody. Subhanallah. And it's not that, subhanallah, the Muslims have not been given wealth. Allah has given Muslims a lot of wealth, by right or wrong. If India can say that we had the, you know, the highest level of GDP and we were the richest country in the world once upon a time, this is the barakat of Akbar Badshah. This is the barakat of Akbar Badshah. 25% of the world's GDP wealth was in his hands. This was Akbar Badshah. Muslims were given a lot of wealth, my respected brothers. Hyderabad, the Nizam of Hyderabad. What is it? The Nizam of Hyderabad. It came in the Time magazine that this man is the richest man in the world. 1938 or something, I don't know what, when, somewhere around there. Nizam of Hyderabad. The richest man in the world. In the Time magazine it came. Just the jewelry that he had at that time was worth $500 million. And you know, we talk about Africa, what? Africa. Ji? Are you? This man's a mastermind, man. Mansa Musa. Where is he from? Mali, subhanallah, excellent. This young boy, huh? Ajib. So, from Mali, the empire of Mali, they say that his wealth is incomprehensible. They don't even want to give a figure of how rich he was. From Africa. Africa was a very, very rich continent, by. Ye to chori kar ke bichare in logo ko khokhla kar diya bichare Africa. Chori kar ke. Everyone that went there had to but steal from this beautiful continent, Africa. The richest, his wealth is incomprehensible. Yeah? And then Allah speaks about people who, the rich list. Allah gives us a rich list. Perhaps one man who can take on anybody was a man whose name is Qarun. What is his name? Qarun. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just explaining to us his wealth. Just the keys of his treasures. What is it? Just the keys of his treasures would burden a team of strong men. It would burden a team of strong men. If an entire team of strong men were holding just his keys, the keys were so heavy. Imagine the wealth that was given to him. This was Qarun. So Allah can give wealth to Qarun. Allah can give wealth to anyone. But who was the richest man in the world? Who was the richest man in the world? Omar. Sulaiman alayhi salam. What was he? A Nabi of Allah. What Qarun and what this? Sulaiman alayhi salam, in terms of dunya, of course, no, not in terms of status, because the greatest and the highest and Imamul Anbiya is Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, Imamul Anbiya is who? But we are talking about in terms of this dunya, wealth that was given to him. Sulaiman, never mind wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the greatest army, boy, in his army were jinns. In his army were birds, animals. You know, when we were young, you see this program called Tarzan. You remember that? And what is shocking, Tarzan, Eve, look at racism. That even in Africa, Tarzan becomes a white man. Subhanallah. And we say, wah, wah, ji, mashallah. Oh, he's screaming and going, ooh, and all the elephants come to him and the lions come to him and, oh, you know, all the stories we see. And when we're young, we see these old Tarzan. You know, aap log fatwa mat laga ra bolisa, mashallah. Tumhe to bahut ilm hai, bhai, bhai. Main bhi tumhari zara insaan to hoon na, bhai. Main bhi to ek zamane mein tumhare saath hi to bara hua na. So anyway, what I'm trying to say to you is that, you know, he screams and then you see snakes come and lions come and this whole court fake news. What is it? Have you ever seen Tarzan? Have you met Tarzan? Have you met Spider-Man? Does this shoo? Shoo. Have you seen something? I do this to my grandson, you know, shoo. So he does it to me, shoo. So where's Spider-Man? All fake news. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, subhanallah. Allah says the jinns were under him. The animals were under him. Subhanallah. Once he decided to give da'wat, Sulaiman alayhi salam, once he decided to give da'wat to everyone in the world. So he started off by going to one island. And there he said to the jinns to help him to put the dastarkhan. What is it? Dastarkhan. Open up, roll up the dastarkhan, the banquet. So he thought that, you know what, let me start off so. Allah put in his mind that, you know, you want to start off, put this dastarkhan close to the shore, close to where the water is. So I will send one of my makhluk to start off eating your food. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, you know, it was maybe a whale or whatever, big fish. And this fish came and started eating and eating and eating and eating, and subhanallah, it took away everything that was in the dastarkhan. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is wondering, mashallah, what a creature, itni bari, yani machli ke, itni bhookh usko lagi sara khaa. So the fish said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, have you got more? I am still hungry. So Allah wanted to show him, of course, the might of Allah. That Allah is Razzaq. So the fish said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, today will be the first time that I will go back in the water hungry, because my Allah has never kept me hungry. Ajeeb. My Allah has never kept me hungry. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. There is not a single creature, but Allah is saying, I am responsible. From insan to the bacteria that is there. Subhanallah. I am the one who provides. Something that is drinking your blood is a risk for that mosquito. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed that. Ajeeb. That is my Allah. That is the Qudrat of Allah. Allah is saying, this is dunya for you. Then imagine my Jannah. If I am saying to you that this dunya is not even worth one wing of a mosquito, then how can you be so excited of this dunya? You should be more excited of what I am saying, that Jannat is that place where no eyes have ever seen any beauty like this, no ears have heard any beauty like this. In fact, it is beyond the imagination of the human mind to even think how Jannat will be. So imagine how Jannat will be, my respected brothers. Very soon our time will come, my Allah will take us to Jannah. Very soon, inshallah, our time will come, bhai. Our time will come. Who has Allah created Jannat for? The people of Iman. But we pray to Allah that Allah give us Khatima bil Khair. Grant us Kalima when we die. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, he was given this dunya. Very powerful. He had everything. From one part of the world to the other part of the world within seconds. Today we have an aircraft and, you know, when it comes to speed, the Concorde or whatever, it goes, you know, there Sulaiman alayhi salam, mashallah, with the winds, Allah made the winds musakhar for him. And he would travel. He was a badshah, he used to have a throne. Imagine his kingdom. He's taking the register and he says, where's the woodpecker? Where is Hudhud? Where is Hudhud? Some say it's a woodpecker. What is it? The woodpecker. You know that pecks, tuk, 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 the woodpecker? So where is this bird, Hudhud? How come it is ghaib? I am calling it. I am calling Hudhud. Where is it? Hudhud was somewhere out. And then they said to him, oh, you know, Sulaiman alayhi salam is calling you. Did they say to Hudhud? Sulaiman alayhi salam is calling you, Hudhud. That was the rob of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Jinns were scared of him, the jinns. Jinns were doing masti before the coming of Sulaiman alayhi salam. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, that rob was there. Remember how he passed away with an asa? Remember this mentioned in the Quran, in Asa, as he was praying, and then he passed away to show them that you don't have the knowledge of the unseen. But that's not the topic. He's the richest. Subhanallah al-Azim. So my respected brothers and elders, if a Muslim also wants to do something in this dunya, in terms of business, invention, something that is innovative, something that is different, extraordinary, Allah has not tied his hands. Allah has opened them. Allah has given so much material to the people of Iman. But the problem with the Muslim community is we suffer inferiority complex. Inferiority complex. We will see some people and we will... Sorry, I will use Gujarati. Chamchagiri karenge. Kya karenge? Chamchagiri karenge. You don't need to do that. Be independent. Self-pride. Self-pride is something that's very important. You are a mu'min. You are a believer. Because of you, this dunya is running and working. Have your nose, head lifted up high. When somebody comes and see you, if there's kufr in his heart, there's iman in your heart. Stand up high. And that's how you talk to someone. You become humble to the right people, to the people of Iman. Allah give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. So I just wanted to cover this topic that Allah is saying, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Whatever insan will strive for in this dunya, Allah will give it. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah wanted to make the Muslim military very powerful. Very powerful. And you see great scientists were Muslims. Our history. Great scientists were Muslims. One, in fact, if today Europe is enjoying the knowledge and this technology, the foundation stone has been laid by the people of Iman. Foundation stone has been laid by the people of Iman. This is our history. Best mathematicians, the best doctors, subhanallah. In science, Muslims were top. Astronomy, subhanallah. In everything. The first road map, the world. Atlas, mashallah. All that. Navigation. Everything, you name it. It was the people of Iman. We don't know our history. It doesn't mean that just because some people now have been doing something and the Muslims, for whatever reason, we have stopped. But we have stopped for our own reasons. But even if a person was to do this and convert his actions for the pleasure of Allah, then that will be thawab for him. That will be thawab for him. And this is an opportunity given to so many people. Subhanallah. What is the use? You see today, you know, the stadiums that have been made for the World Cup, 220 billion. How much? 220 billion. I said, Coach, I was quickly reading. I'm not sure. Forgive me if it's something wrong, but, you know, I just saw something like that as compared to all the World Cups that were taking place. Subhanallah. When a person is doing something, first you have to think, Allah has given me money. Alhamdulillah, I want to do something. Oh, I haven't got money and I want to become rich. The first thing your intention should be, Bari Ta'ala, how am I going to make my Allah happy? How am I going to make my Allah happy? It should not be that when Allah has given you an abundance of wealth, instead of making Allah happy, you are making the people around you happy. And you are not to forget that rizq is given by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.